You can now switch your car insurance directly to TVA by using Takaful Brunei Mobile and choose a variety of packages suited to give your car the protection it needs. Stand a chance to win prizes worth over $250,000 every 2 months when you participate in any products through Takaful Brunei Mobile. Download and register your Takaful Brunei Mobile today and take advantage of these great deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Towards a Better Ramadan is brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Salam to all KFM listeners. This is Ustaza Hanisa. Today, I'd like to take everyone into a spiritual journey towards a better Ramadan. As promised this year, I will make it a point to share at least one saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam every day, for his words contain profound wisdom, guidance, and morality, and for his words transcend time and is a huge part of our religion. Anas bin Malik reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as saying, "Do not hate each other. Do not envy each other. Do not desert each other. And be the servants of Allah as brethren. It is not allowed for a Muslim to keep apart from his brother for more than 3 days." Sunan Abi Dawud. Subhanallah, Ukhwah Islamiyah. It is indeed a ni'mah that Allah gives to those who He wills. Last year's Ramadan, I remembered giving a talk and asking an audience a question on if the next 30 days are to be the last days of your life. What are the things that you would like to see in your report card? For example, if the next 30 days are to be the last 30 days of my life, I would like that my ears have done this and that. My hands have done a lot of sadaqah. It was a very touching session. And one of the answers that I think really touched me, really touched my heart, was when a man said, if the next 30 days are to be the last 30 days of my life, I'd like for my eyes to always see pious people. Subhanallah, it is indeed a very humbling answer, and it puts things into perspective. What are the things that draw us to people? My husband, like most men, he does not cry that easily. But I remember that one particular day, he went back from work and said to me that this one particular colleague of his had to move to another department. I thought it was just a normal conversation, but then I saw sadness in his face. So I asked him, "Are you sad about it?" He said, "Yes, he was." And I saw tears building up in his eyes. I felt, woof, that escalated rather quickly and so unexpected. I mean, those things happen all the time, right? People being moved from one department to another, and him being the most rational kind of person I ever know should know this. So moments after that, I asked him, "What made you really sad?" And he said to me, "That man, he is orang yang saleh. And it saddens me that I will not be seeing him as much." Subhanallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us with such righteous friends. Of course, as a human, there are no ways we can know the intention of other people, and we should only assume the best in people. But we are also taught that Muslimin and Mu'mineen, they have their own sibgha, chalak, identity. Or nowadays, you call them, they have their kind of swag. And their swag is that you see the beauty in their akhlaq when they deal with you or other people. I mean, it's not a binary thing for sure. But if you take a moment to reflect, there are some people in your life that they only say good things about others. You feel safe around them. You can sense humility in how they engage with others, and it is contagious. They also inspire you to be more positive or to do good things. And at some moments, they don't shy away from telling you the truth, what you need to hear, and not what you want to hear. Those are the kind of people that you want to hold dear in your heart. Luqman al-Hakim once said, "After striving for a strong iman, find a righteous companion. They are like trees, placed to give you shade, and when they bear fruit, they will benefit you. But even if they do not bear fruit, they will not harm you in any way." So, in this Ramadan, as we look into ourselves first, we also have to take the difficult step of looking at our surroundings. Are we pushing each other towards God, or are we dragging each other away from Him? I know not everyone in your life you can just press delete or add, and it's not as simple as that. But whenever we can, as an individual or as a group, we should always strive to surround ourselves with orang-orang saleh, be it in the masjid or in talks or in a halaqa and so on. So I pray that in Ramadan, that Allah will not only increase us in iman, but also bless our lives with the presence of the righteous and make us to be among the righteous. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen.
Towards a Better Ramadan was brought to you by Takaful Brunei. Together, we protect.
Sis, aku ni kan mau pindah takaful kereta aku ke TBA bah. Kan mencuba ku, mana tahu dapat menang RM15,000.
Boleh eh, aku hari tu sudah pindah. Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile saja. Mana lagi payah ke kaunter durang ke apa lagi.
Oh, jatuh saja. Pakai saja takaful Brunei Mobile.
Ngam, perlu insuran kereta? Pakai takaful Brunei Mobile.
Sertai mana-mana produk TBA dan TBK melalui takaful Brunei Mobile bagi mendapatkan peluang untuk memenangi wang tunai sebanyak RM15,000 setiap 2 bulan. Tertakluk pada terma dan syarat.